is the News 1130 Special Report.
More reaction today to the Courage to Come Back Awards over the weekend. He survived enough health traumas for three people, yet he continues to maintain a positive attitude. News 1130's John Ackerman has more on the recipient in the medical category.
Greg Enktill is used to defying the odds. The Victoria-based employment lawyer has survived Crohn's disease, leukemia, and a double case of avascular necrosis, leading to replacement surgeries for his shoulders and his hips. But he's not the kind of guy to dwell on his problems or think much about the challenges he's overcome.
You want it in the background. You don't want it to be something sort of that is in your face and that you're talking about and dealing with on an ongoing basis.
Greg says it's his family and his faith that have seen him through the tough times, and his health has helped him keep an eye on the big picture.
If you maintain hope, if you maintain perspective, if you don't give up until it truly is over, then you never know how things are going to turn out. And sometimes, things turn out pretty well. So
I'm John Ackerman.
This is a News 1130 Special Report.
Well, he's used to defying the odds, surviving multiple bouts with Crohn's disease, leukemia. He even had replacement surgeries for both of his hips and his shoulders. News 1130's John Ackerman speaking with the Courage to Come Back Award winner in the medical category.
It may well be a first for the Courage to Come Back. Not only is Greg Enktill the 2021 winner of the medical award, his wife won in the same category back in the year 2000. Greg says he gets his strength from his family.
When I was first diagnosed with the leukemia and things were looking grim, the kids were only 8 years old. You get through that because you have to.
A highly regarded employment lawyer in Victoria, Greg was told on three separate occasions that he may die. So he folded up his law practice three times, only to open it back up again. He says his health issues help him maintain perspective.
Something like this really gets your attention on big picture issues, and the little squabbles and the little inconveniences kind of disappear.
I'm John Ackerman.
This is a News 1130 Special Report.
He has overcome one health challenge after another for more than two decades and was even told he was going to die three separate times. News 1130's John Ackerman introduces us to the Courage to Come Back Award recipient in the medical category.
Greg Enktill is a highly regarded employment lawyer in Victoria whose clients include Mary Ellen Turpel LaFond, the former representative for children and youth. But it's his trials outside the courtroom that have been the most challenging, starting with a bad bout of Crohn's disease.
Yeah, there were a number of surgeries associated with that. So I was off and basically ill for about 18 months between 1999 and 2000.
Fast forward to 2015 when a flare-up of his Crohn's led to a leukemia diagnosis. And as if that wasn't enough, he suffered avascular necrosis in both his shoulders and his hips, leading to replacement surgeries for both.
You would think that pulling out a fairly major joints and replacing them with metal would be a big deal, but it really isn't. The metal hips and shoulders are almost as good as the real one.
I'm John Ackerman.
And News 1130 is a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards, which raises money for people living with mental illness right here in BC. You can find out more information online at citynews1130.com.